The following shiurim were given by Rabbi Gershon Haftin as part of the daily shiur of Yonigul Mashiach in Yeshivas Lubavitch, Cincinnati. We're going to start the sugya of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the mile of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, and a lot of different protein which are mistaif, which come from the fact of the specialty of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The first place we start is always with the mocker in the Torah. The Torah says in Parashas Truma, "Va'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham, I will make for me a migdash, and I will rest b'soicham in them." Literally, it means make for me a beis hamigdash, and I will a mishkan, and I will rest in it. But like Rashi says, "B'soichay lo inema ela b'soicham," it doesn't say I will rest in it. It says, I will rest in them, that the Eibishter rest b'chol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael, and every single person. So we see there's a drash, that the inyan of Beis HaMikdash is shayach l'chol echad v'echad. There's a Mikdash inside every single one of us. But for sure, the basic nekuda is, the main nekuda is, v'asuli Mikdash, that I'm going to make a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes, that this tzivoy v'asuli migdash is not a one-time thing that happened in the midbar. This is something which is the inyan nitzchi. That the tzivoy, it's the same tzivoy v'asuli migdash, is the same commandment which is going on and on. It's the same tzivoy which is going l'chol ha'dayis. Until the base of migdash ha'shlishi, we have a tzivoy to make v'asuli migdash. Now, just the historical factors of the Beis HaMikdash, it's very important that we know Pashav Gashmi is the way it was. The first shlav in the Beis HaMikdash was, the first shlav was the actual Mishkan. That was the first shlav that they did. Then when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they built a few temporary dwelling places. And the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBchira, which is in the Rambam Avodah, the Rambam gives us the exact amount of times that they were in the different places. There was Mishkan Shiloi, and there was Noiv, until they came to the Beis HaMikdash itself. And in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was a Bayis Rishon, and there was the Bayis Sheni. The exact numbers are as follows. The Mishkan Shiloi was for exactly 369 years, and then the Mishkan in Noiv and Givin was for 57 years. Then they came to Yerushalayim and they built the Beis HaMikdash, and the first Beis HaMikdash lasted 410 years, and the second Beis HaMikdash lasted 420 years. This is all Bechlal, the history of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the way it was throughout the years. Once the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Eibishter promised, Godol yekvei the Bayis Ha'achon Yoyser min Harishin, that the last Beis HaMikdash, or like the Gemara says in our Gemara, that it's the second Beis HaMikdash. But like the Zohar says, it's referring to the third Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is going to be bigger. Sai Begashmias and Sai Beruchnias. What do we mean by Begashmias? It's going to be a Beis HaMikdash HaNitzchi. It's going to be forever, B'gashmis. And it's going to be bigger, B'gashmis, Poshet. In years and in space. And in Ruchnis, it's for sure going to be bigger. We know there was a mile of the first Beis HaMikdash that it had all the Kalim and the Arden HaKodesh. However, the second Beis HaMikdash did not have all these things. And the third Beis HaMikdash is going to have everything in it. Not only that, the Gilui HaLikus that's going to be in the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be the Gilui HaEtzem, is going to be a lot higher. So this is Bechlal, the over the view of the history of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Meshech of our discussions, we are going to discuss, A, who's going to build the third Beis HaMikdash, the different milas and learning about the Beis HaMikdash, how's it going to be different interesting pratim about interesting things that will be in the third Beis HaMikdash which are not in other batim mikdashes, And these things we're going to explain, Alpinigla, Alpinister, different Milas and different Inyonim, which were in these Bate Mikdashes. Now, it's important that we understand that the Rambam says that part of someone being Mashiach Bevadai is Bona Mikdash Bimkoimai, has to build the Beis HaMikdash in its place. So the Rebbe asks, what does it mean, Bimkoimai in its place? So the Rebbe says, Pshat, the Indian is that he'll know exactly the Mokim of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Rambam writes in the Mechuvin Bayeser, it's exactly, very much exact, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the simple Pshat. And then the Rebbe says it's being Meramis to us, that before the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to start off with a Mikdash Ma'at. The Mashiach is going to build a Beis HaMikdash in the time of Golos, which this Beis HaMikdash in the time of Golos is the Achana for the Beis HaMikdash, the way it's going to be in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh. And that is the specialty, the Yichud of the Beis HaBeinu Shebebavel, the 770, that is the Bona Mikdash Bimkoyma in Golos, before the final Bona Mikdash Bimkoyma in Mirtz Hashem, in Yerushalayim, in HaKadosh.